Welcome to the WTFFF 3D Printing Podcast, all about the what of fused filament fabrication. Today, designers and hosts Tom and Tracy Hazard discuss their predictions for 3D printing in 2017.
Hey there, WTFFF 3D listeners. Tom Hazard here, and I want to thank you for subscribing to our show. I know there are a lot of episodes to get through, so Tracy and I wanted to make a quick announcement about the new 25-episode series exploring the 3D design and create ecosystem. The series features interviews with people who've been working behind the scenes with HP 3D Print and Z by HP that have topics and guests that are still very relevant today. In the spirit of change, we also take the podcast to a whole new level by adding video for the first time. All episodes are out right now, so make sure to listen, watch, and go to 3dstarpoint.com/HP for more details.
17. Hi, everyone. This is Tracy and Tom on the WTFFF 3D Printing Podcast, and this is our 400th episode.
Really? 400 already?
It is 400. And so we thought we'd, because it's also the end of the year here, we thought we'd take our 400th episode to really give you our New Year's resolutions and our 2017 predictions on what's going to happen in the marketplace or what's going to happen to 3D printing in general or what's going to happen to us maybe. So who knows, right? So
yeah. No, so, I've got a couple of things in mind that maybe are more about me in 3D printing. But
well, you know, here's the thing. So my dad believes that you should always make resolutions. Even if you're going to break them, you should always make them. And the first thing he does at midnight is like text me and say, did you make your resolution yet? And so anyways, you know, I'm accustomed to doing it. And I kind of look at resolutions as less like, oh, I'm going to resolve to lose weight this year. That's just too general. I like them to be really specific, actionable, something that I can really do, and something that is not achievable quickly. Like it's not something you can just do in 30 days. So like, oh, I did that. Okay, I made it a mission to go see something, right? You know, no, I want it to be something that you have to actively grow throughout the year. That's kind of the way I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, why not make it harder? Why do anything the easy way, right?
Okay, sure.
Anyway, so that's kind of where it is. But, you know, hey, what are your resolutions for this year?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a resolution. This one's a prediction.
Okay.
All right. I'm predicting by the end of 2017, I will be wearing a pair of 3D printed flip-flops every day. I think that that's coming. I think somebody's going to do it. And if not, I'm going to do it. Somehow by the end of 2017, because I wear flip-flops a lot. We're in Southern California, although today here it happens to be rainy, first time in a long time, so I'm not. But no, I'm like a flip-flops, short and polo shirt type of guy most of the time. And it's time for customized flip-flops that fit me.
Well, you know, I have been a Rainbow Sandals enthusiast because Rainbow Sandals is right out of San Clemente, which is where my parents live. They have the little shop there that you can go in and buy them wholesale, the leftovers, that kind of stuff. So I've had them for years and I absolutely love them. But lately, the styles are not nice anymore. So I agree with you. I think I'm ready for a change too. And if I see them out there and they're 3D printed, I'm out there doing it because you're right. It's something we wear every single day.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this as like a wish item when we talked with Weave Wearables last week, and they're not doing that now, but somebody's got to be looking at that. So many people are looking at 3D printed shoes. Why can't we do flip-flops?
Yeah, I mean, they should be easier. So you would think, I mean, they're flat. They just need to have a certain amount of material quality. So yeah, I agree with you. I think they can be done. So definitely, I think that that's a great resolution or prediction.
Prediction, yeah. No, I think it's real. I think it's coming. There are many, many more things happening with 3D printed products that are not just prototypes and use products. And shoes is one of the areas of swiftest development right now. And not just development, but actual action in production that I think that'll happen. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
That's an easy one for me to predict because I really believe it. But we'll see. Maybe by the end of the year, I'll be wrong. We'll have to revisit these predictions later.
So what do you think, prediction-wise, on Mattel's ThingMaker? So we talked with Mark last week, right, on the interview. And Mark was saying that, and I agree with him, that Mattel cannot make a mistake. This is a toy and no one can get hurt. The toys have to be perfect. Like everything has to be right about it. So do you think it's actually going to happen by 2017?
Well, let's make sure that our listeners all understand because I don't think we mentioned this actual detail in our recap of Inside 3D Printing we went to last week is that Mark let us know that it's been announced.
Yeah, but we talked about it in the interview with Mark.
Oh, we talked about it in the interview with Mark?
We did.
Well, we do so many interviews. I don't remember all the details. But in case you haven't heard that episode yet, this will be really quick. The Thingmaker was supposed to come out. It was announced to come out in November, I believe October or November of 2016. It did not happen.
Yeah, they premiered it just after CES or something like that. And they made this announcement that they had expected it at this time in the year. But it's gone through some extensive testing, which it just is taking longer, which makes sense to me.
Yeah, they're saying it's delayed a year is what they're saying. So instead of fall 2016, fall 2017. And because, you know,
and
Mark's
I thought it
right.
was aggressive before.
Yeah, it was.
I really
we knew
thought
it was. No, yeah. We knew it was. Because to bring out a consumer level to the professional quality level that Mattel does everything, it takes a huge effort. And this is a much more complicated toy, in air quotes here, than any other that they've probably done. And it's got to be safe. And so many things that we did talk with Mark about regarding the safety and what age range it's acceptable for. It's going to be at least 13 plus, if not higher, in terms of age that it's intended for, even if younger kids may use it. So are they going to achieve it in 2017? I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. I think they're going to still encounter more issues than they planned. And it may not all be with the machine. It may also be with their ecosystem for what you're going to print on it. So I'm going to say the date slips and they actually may start showing it, actually working at CES January 2018. That's my prediction.
Hmm.
Take it for what it's worth. I mean, I have no inside knowledge. There's nothing magic here. This is just as a product developer and seeing what other companies are doing. I mean, how long it's even Blue Dragon's been working on getting their printer out into market, and that's just starting to happen now.
Yeah, but they don't have the resources that Mattel has. I'm gonna say it's gonna come out, but it's gonna be more limited in scope than they planned.
Okay, fair.
Okay, so that's my prediction on that one. So what else? What else you got there?
Let's see. In terms of predictions, I think we're gonna see a couple of companies go away.
Yeah.
In 2017. I really do. I think that the maker enthusiast market, and I'm not even going to say education market, okay? I'm talking about the people that the D's makers really sell to, that type of level company, or even
where it's really makerspace, DIY, maybe build your own printer kind of focus. Yeah.
And
there's going to be a shakeout in that market.
Right. I think that that market has reached a level or is rapidly reaching a level of saturation of the kind of customers that in general, like a Matter Hackers appeals to, or, you know, like I said, D's maker or the Taz Let's Bot printers. I mean, people love those printers and there's nothing wrong with those 3D printers. Please, guys, I'm not knocking them, but it takes a certain kind of advanced technical user to use those. And I think that those type of people have already been into 3D printing for a few years, and there's very limited amount of them still getting into it. So the emerging market is more in people who are less technical.
Yeah, but I think the difference, Tom, is that because of the saturation of the market, that those printers are now looking expensive in compared to ones that are more all-in-one, less fuss, not DIY in any way, shape, or form, more reliable. And so in comparison, they look more expensive because while that you still may be paying $300, for $300, you can get an XYZ that pretty much runs, you know? So the comparison and the cost wise, they haven't advanced enough in their reliability or their servicing, all of those things. But I think the real reason that I'm seeing it is we're seeing it on three fronts, marketing dollars being spent. So there are companies that have like backed off of advertising, backed off of all the marketing. I haven't seen newsletters come out of them. Their blog posts are falling off. Even their social media teams have gotten like where they used to have people, they have already taken and moved on to other jobs. We're starting to see a lot of movement there in the jobs and where their people are switching because they see a sinking ship. And so that's why I agree with you. I think that there's going to be a shakeout, but I think there's going to be a shakeout all over, not just in that sort of level of market. And I think it's because those that are not growing their market share by investing in that market and then still have just continued to pour more money into like the next version and the next version and the next version are wasting their time and they're missing the future market and they haven't grown fast enough and built up enough revenue base to continue moving them forward and they're going to run out of money.
I agree with you. And I one of those companies that I think, and now by saying this, I'm sure they're probably never going to want to advertise on our show, but I'm going to give you my honest opinion anyway, is I think M3D is one of those companies that may go away. You know, we saw their second Kickstarter this past year was 10%. I mean, I think technically it was considered a success because they achieved their goal, but they didn't achieve it with anything close to what they did in their first one. And we reviewed their printer this year, and I don't know. I mean, to me, I don't see that company with those printers, and they just did what you suggested. They had the small one and they made a little bit bigger one, right?
Is yeah,
what they
did. It's
there
like,
was like nothing new.
You didn't grow your market. You didn't yeah. Right. And they sold even less of them. So right. They had an even less numbers of people on Kickstarter who funded it. So, you know, I mean, it's just, this is where we're seeing a lot. And we see also quite a few companies who think they want to enter this market, but they basically are not getting up and doing the marketing required. And if you are not going to market, you are not going to make it. So we've learned from just about everyone who's run a successful Kickstarter campaign in this market that you must spend $25,000 to $30,000 to even achieve $1 million.
Oh, or even achieve half $1 million.
Yep. Yeah. $400,000, you know, that's your goal. You better be spending $30,000.
In the right ways,
right.
too.
You gotta, the and, right. And there's ways. Only a handful of marketing companies who do a good job of that and who are successful doing it.
Right.
So, you know, if you don't know what you're doing there, to me, at the end of the day, what we know from launching hundreds of products, I mean, lots and lots of products, and every day we launch products on Amazon for our clients. So, I mean, products are launching all the time here. The money you need to reserve, the money you need to spend is in growing that market share. It is not in the product itself. The product is one thing. You need to be special, but you don't need to be everything.
Right. But I think that it also goes beyond the machine. I think some of the companies that are succeeding better and going to be around are the ones that are building bigger ecosystems, that are helping in terms of educational curriculum. And there are lots of different aspects. And marketing, I think they all struggle with marketing to a large degree because they're...
Yeah, but you know, I think it's because they think of marketing like, oh, let's place an ad.
Yeah.
Oh, let's post on social media. But it's not that. Marketing is as important what you print as your sample for your machine is marketing.
Yeah.
If you print the same thing as everybody else, what is the answer? Oh, your printer's the same as everybody else. Your print object that you print that becomes the most photographed thing in your world should not be the little elephant tape holder or whatever that thing is.
Oh, like business card holder.
Business
yeah.
card holder, the little sort of elephant-y business card holder. How many times has that been printed? If your printer can print that, you are the same as everyone else. You've already sent a visual signal that says, oh, you're exactly the same.
I agree.
Right? If you yep. want to differentiate yourself, if you want to do that, then you better show off the thing that's so amazing about your printer with a completely original print. That's something to invest in, right? These are the kinds of things. You're not investing in ways that are giving those cues and signals and messages to customers. You're not going to exist next year. So
I agree. All right. So I got another one. 2017 is going to be the year where we are going to finally have a real, practical, capable, and affordable FFF 3D printer that does more than one color and does it well. Something that I'd be happy with and you'd be happy with. There have been a lot of attempts and we've wanted it from the first day we started 3D printing and a lot of other people have too. I think 2017 is the year. There's enough new ones coming out and enough technology that has been maybe a little half-baked that I think is going to get fully baked. And by the end of 2017, that we, here's the prediction. I bet we here at WTFFF not only review one, but have one, decide to keep it or buy it, have it here in our studio for use. That's my prediction.
Okay, I'm making the face.
You yeah, you are. You're making the face like, oh, that you're full of it. You don't think I'm right. You know,
it's not that I don't think that we're going to try a lot of those printers this coming year. I think we will. What I think is that I think it's still going to be a software failure. I think that the dollars haven't been spent because I think the slicings, the software, the support for it hasn't been done. And that's my concern is, and it's not even that it hasn't been done, like they don't know how to try to do two color, but they don't understand two color like we understand two color, like how you're going to incorporate it, how you want to use it. Like they're not printers. They're not people who print. You know what I mean? They're not designers.
They're people that are coding and then people right. that are engineers and technicians, and they're not product developers or designers, and they're not maybe the consumers who would want certain things. Right.
So I think unless I'm willing, and this is me saying that, unless I'm willing to allow you to spend a lot of time constantly hacking the machine to make it do what we want it to do, and we have that kind of time, which we don't normally, I really still don't see us having one here. That's why I'm saying I don't think it'll be this year.
Okay. Well.
And I think you know, the number one indicator is that, look, we've been probably the most vocal wanting a two color, and not one person has reached out to us to test anything yet, to give them a test print, to talk about our restrictions, talk about what we want. Not one person. Also, I think the color is a failure. The color is going to be a failure. You can't mix filament colors like that. It doesn't work.
I'm not necessarily talking about mixing filament colors, which some of them may have capability to do that. I'm talking about multicolored 3D prints, making that practical. And we've tested some that have the capability to print more than one color from a hardware perspective, but the software, you're right, wouldn't work. It didn't put the colors in all the right places.
Yes, but you still can't do it unless you want to just make those stupid cones where there are multiple colors. Want to make color separated products, which is not the goal, I think. You need to make it more sophisticated than that. Color placement, you also have to rethink the way that you are choosing filament colors, the palette that you put together. Primary colors just don't work like that. And not one person has reached out to ask us, because I've mentioned that, I don't know, probably a dozen podcasts over the last 400.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, ask me what I mean about that. And when that happens, then I think we're within a year of it being reality.
Well, I think I've seen some indications from a few different manufacturers, and I think that there will be a machine that is capable, and there will be software that is much better than it's been. I mean, will it still be what we want? No, it's not going to be Photoshop. It's going to be like Windows Paint in comparison. But I still think it's going to be able to achieve some things we haven't been able to, we've been wanting to. And I think it'll get to the point where we have one here. So anyway, difference of opinion, that's fine. That's my prediction. You have another one you want to share?
No, I'm good with those predictions. Those seem just about fine. I think that from a resolution standpoint, I think that this next year, either we're going to go full bore into building a 3D print division, or we're never going to do it. It's either going to be this year, or it's not going to be at all. So either we're just going to...
bigger business, you mean?
Yeah, either it's going to be, we're going to have a full 3D print service part of our business, design part of our business, or we're not going to do it at all. We're going to make a decision this year about whether or not we're going to do it or not.
Okay. Well, my prediction would be we're going to decide to do it then rather than not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. You got to participate more in the business plan side of things. But we'll see. And so I think that that's going to happen this year. We're either going to decide to... I mean, it's not like we're not going to use 3D printing. We are, but we use it with our clients all the time. It's a part of our process.
Sure.
But whether or not it's really going to become a business on its own is a difference. And not just a blog
and podcast.
No,
we've been very vocal about
business.
How we've been waiting, you know, and considering what to do in this industry in a bigger way. And yeah. I agree. I think we're homing in on that, and I'm still super motivated and excited to do it. Business is a complex thing, as you know, and anybody else in business knows, so we'll see.
But I do, my resolution is that we will have a product line this year.
Ah, I agree with that. We will have a product line.
We will have some of our best tools, our best things out there that we are going to make sure that are available to you as our listeners. Yeah. So, yep, we're going to have a 3D Start Point line of products.
Yep, meaningful products, you know. Starting with some accessories for 3D printing that are very practical and things that we use every day that make 3D printing easier for us, that you'll be able to use to make your experience 3D printing better and easier for you. So, yeah, that we can predict, because I think we pretty much know we're going to do that. It's not out there yet, but we're within, you know, a couple of months of that happening.
Yep, so that's prediction number two. You got something? You're predicting anything?
I think I've gone out on a limb and predicted a few things there already. Let me see what else.
Well, how about a resolution then?
A resolution? Yeah, okay. My resolution for 2017, it sort of jives with what you were saying about products and things we're developing. To me, for 2017, my resolution is to design a lot more 3D printable, 3D printed products than I did in 2016. I mean, it's been a while since we did the twist tie and some other things that we've done, and we've been busy with other areas of business. And now it's time to outdo the tie several times over and come up with some new products. And maybe we won't sell them all. Maybe we'll let other people sell them, other companies that are selling similar things. But as a 3D printed and used product, we're going to develop a bunch more this year in 2017.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
That's
serious.
A good resolution. I'd like to see that happen. I have a long list of things I'd like to see 3D printed or designs done. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So anyway, we hope you guys had a great year with us. We've had a great year with you. And we really thank you so much for getting us to 400 episodes. It makes it so easy knowing you are listening out there and that you are as passionate about 3D printing as we are, and as passionate about making this market grow and our skills all grow as a group. So,
hey there, WTFFF 3D listeners. Thanks so much for subscribing to the show. We know there are a lot of episodes to get through, so we wanted to make a quick announcement about the new 25-episode series exploring the 3D design and create ecosystem. The series features interviews with people who have been working behind the scenes with HP 3D Print and Z by HP and some of their partner companies, as well as some updates from other WTFFF episodes that have topics and guests that are still very relevant today. In the spirit of change, Tom and Tracy also take the podcast to a whole new level by doing video for the first time. All episodes are out right now, so make sure to listen, watch, and go to 3dstartpoint.com/HP for more details.
So we'd love to hear what your resolutions and predictions are and things that you'd like to see from us in the next 100 or 200 episodes next year. So please reach out to us anywhere on our blog posts at 3dstartpoint.com and of course anywhere on social media at 3dstartpoint.
Thanks so much, everybody. We'll look forward to being with you in the new year. This has been Tom and Tracy
on the WTFFF 3D Printing Podcast.